To cover the increased expenses, states have had to engage in fire borrowing, which means moving federal funds from fire prevention to fighting them instead. Dave Prather is in charge of fighting fires for the Nevada Division of Forestry. He says fire borrowing has become quite common because the increase in fires has put a strain on their budget.
Given the drought cycle that we're currently in, I would expect fire borrowing to continue as long as that drought cycle is over the western part of the United States.
Having less money to prevent fires also creates challenges for forest management and rehabilitation. One example, the decrease in what Prather calls fuel reduction activities, the clearing out of dry brush and dead trees, which can burn quickly during a wildfire. He's also very concerned about the environmental effects, like destruction of sage-grouse habitat.
When sage-grouse habitat is burned, then we'd like to be able to rehabilitate it to the fullest extent possible. And with less funding available to do that, obviously the impacts can be particularly severe to the state.
The sage-grouse population is a major concern for Nevada. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service could list the bird as endangered by 2015. Prather says the federal government is currently considering a couple of different options to minimize the effects of fire borrowing. One is to set aside more federal money for fighting fires. Another option is to manage forest fires like natural disasters, so funding would come from federal agencies like FEMA. Esther Chiamichilli, Reno Public Radio News.